Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
You know him.
To
seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell So Good. And international
call.
And it is the time
for
the internet.
Interface complete.
In the mother... fucking building. Y'all already know how the fuck I'm feeling. Happy 420 to all y'all motherfuckers out there, man. And this is time to smoke a language Tuesday. Yeah, y'all already know what time it is, man. It's your boy, Captain Smells So Good, a.k.a. DJ Smells So Good. Fresh up out the goddamn jailhouse, but I wasn't arrested. You know what I'm saying? I've been having an ongoing battle with the pussy punk police. And, yeah, I just had to go down and talk to a detective today who basically, grease me up, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, didn't to any avail tell me anything that I want to motherfucking hear, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying, I got the police report, 8 pages long, with this punk motherfucker trying to bring me a 4-page long report, omitting some information. Yeah, I don't think so, homie, you fucking with the wrong one, you know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. So, this is time to smoke a language Tuesday, because it is 420. Happy 420 all my potheads out there, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to Cyanide, smoking it down in the Netherlands, you know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Yeah, so what we're going to do today, y'all already know, I'm going to give you a little bit more commentary and read the police report to you, you know what I'm saying? After this song, couple of songs, because I got to roll up, get my mind right, you know what I'm saying? Just got off up and hurt, and we're going to do what it do, you know what I'm saying? Coming through. And keeping it real, keeping it true. This is a song, you know what I'm saying? Of course, all the songs I'm finna play are smoke songs today, you know what I'm saying? Majority. And we're gonna start this off with your boy Smells So Good, Hot Sauce and Collard Greens. And if you don't know what hot sauce and collard greens is, then you better listen to the song.
Yeah, I do the hot sauce. I do the collard green. Now left, right, left. Do your step. Now left, right, left. Do your step. I say left, right, left. Do your step. Now left, right, left. Do your step. Do the collard green. I do the collard green. I do the collard green. Hot sauce on the top, do the collard greens. I do the collard greens. I do the collard greens. Hot sauce on the top, say fire that good shit up. I say fire that good shit up. Hey, I say fire that good shit up. I say fire that good shit up. I do the hot sauce. I do the hot sauce. I do the hot sauce. I do the collard greens. I say the hot sauce. I do the hot sauce. I do the hot sauce. And do the collard green. Now take it to the floor. Oh. I said take it to the floor. Oh. I said take it to the floor. Oh. I said take it to the floor. Hey. And do the hot sauce. And do the hot sauce. And do the hot sauce. And do the collard green. I said the hot sauce. I set the hot sauce, I set the hot sauce in the collard green. Now, all y'all niggas that don't know what the fuck is going on, nigga, we up in the club and we high as hell, nigga, hitting the blunts, no bones. Say we off in the back with the gin and the rack here, yeah, nigga, got plenty cups of that, nigga. Hey, if you wanna get down, better come up in this bitch and represent T-Town. Do the hot sauce and do the collard green. Bitch, if you don't know what the fuck I mean, you better get up on the team, put that fire in the air. Got the blunt over here, and together we can share. I do the hot sauce, I do the hot sauce, I do the hot sauce, and do the collard green. Do the hot sauce, I do the hot sauce, I do the hot sauce, and do the collard green. Now squirrel to the floor. Now squirrel to the floor. Bring it back. Now squirrel to the floor. I say squirrel to the floor. Hey, I do the bank head bounce. Do the bank head bounce. Do the bank head bounce. Do the bank head bounce.
Yeah.
One point that is made, let me tell y'all something about this show real quick. First of all,
the following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
All right. Second of all, this is a family network right here. You know what I'm saying? The Blog Talk Network, all the hosts, all the affiliates, all friends, fans of this network, you know what I'm saying? We all a big family here. So one thing we don't condone is motherfuckers standing on the outside looking in. So if you are a guest of this show, and you don't have your motherfucking name in front of you, meaning you can't type into the chat. Let me do something for you real quick. I'm finna help you out. All right, finna help you out. Real quick, you know what I'm saying? Hold on a second, real quick. Where is that at? Because, you know, when it comes to guests, this is the summertime, you know what I'm saying? A lot of punk-ass kids is out, you know what I'm saying? And my show is really 21 and up. I don't mean a lot of you motherfucking 18-year-olds on here, but, you know, hey, you act like you're grown.
You have
you know
made
saying?
Me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Okay. And with that being said, guests, I have to, whoa. Well, the guest is from Singapore. So it's a Singapore guest, so I almost kicked him out. I ain't going to kick him out. That must be Alex, yeah, okay. So much love to Alex. You almost got the bin suit. But it's all good. Yeah, all right. Oh, man, I almost got gave his ass the green boot, the 420 boot, goddammit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's marijuana. Good stuff, too. Oh, man. Oh, my God. All right. Yeah, that's how we're doing in Reno.
Yeah, and in light of 420, y'all already know. If you motherfuckers is not smoking right now, you know what I'm saying?
All I'm saying, you got to enjoy your motherfucking life. That's all the fuck I'm saying. Enjoy your goddamn life. Life is fucking short. Enjoy that shit. Some of y'all just need to smoke some weed and see if it don't help the quality of your motherfucking life. I know, I see some of y'all. Look, I understand. If you ain't smoking weed because you got a good job, then by all means make your paper, boo-boo. But if you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life. I really don't. Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grows like that. And if you just happen to set it on fire, there are some effects. But that's not the same as drugs. Drugs, you got to do shit to it chemically. You got to add baking soda, water, stir it up. I don't know the recipe. I'm just saying. It's some shit you got to do to it. Well, why the fuck is it illegal? I don't know. Aspirin is perfectly legal, but if you take 13 of them motherfuckers, it'll be your last headache. Long as you've been living, you ain't never heard of a motherfucker overdose on marijuana. You might have thought that nigga was dead. He ain't dead. He gonna wake up in 30 minutes, hungry enough to eat up everything in your house. That's a side effect. Hungry, happy, sleepy. That's it. I'm just saying. If your life is fucked up, you need weed. Weed is put on this earth for niggas on the struggle, niggas on the grind. There is a chemical in weed that's called fucking. And if you can just get that in your system, it could change your life. Some of y'all be crying about bills you can't pay. Just, I don't know what I'm going to do about this light bill. They want the whole thing. They don't want a piece of it, a deposit. Just hit the blunt one time and see if it don't change your perception of what's important in your life. You just, I don't know what I'm going to do about this life. Fuck them goddamn lights. I got 12 candles. I've been waiting to burn them bitches.
All right, that was my homeboy, my ace coon boom boy right there. That was a little motherfucking Cat Williams. You know what I'm saying? It is 420, man. So you motherfuckers ain't smoking on something right now. You know what I'm saying? Something is wrong. Definitely. So, man, I've been down at the police station all this motherfucking morning. You know what I'm saying? Since 10 o'clock this morning. Getting my ass blowed, basically, you know what I'm saying, by the punk-ass police. Blowing smoke up my ass and shit, you know what I'm saying? And I still ain't got my items back. Nigga got arrested April 12th, last Sunday. They took my motherfucking video camera, cell phone, my VA card. I don't ask them what the fuck they going to do with that. You know what I'm saying? It's like Martin getting out of jail and shit. Like, the fuck you going to do with my shoestrings? You know what I'm saying? Like, they still took his shoestrings on out Eddie Murphy. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the, you going to do with a shoestring? You know what I'm saying? Come on. And, so that's what the fuck I've been going through. You know what I'm saying? I got the police report. I got the official police report and all that shit. But and let me read that out to y'all real quick. Let me go ahead and bring y'all into Smelly's world. And I mean world. Shouts out to Alexander, man. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to Singapore in the building. All my Singaporeans. You know what I'm saying? Ni hao. Ni Hao and Apaka Bar to all my Singaporeans out there. And Willkommen, Hallo, and Begets to all my German learners out there. Today is Time to Smoke a Language Tuesday, so you know what I'm saying. We'll be going into some German later on. Big ups to Heavenly Angel and Sinai, you know what I'm saying, up in this mofo flipper. And representing all the way from Washington State to the Netherlands. That's what I'm talking about. Ni Hao. Yeah, goddammit, I'm saying it right. Ni Hao. Konnichiwa, bitches. Oh, man. It's going down. Let me 352, I see you on the line. Hold on a little second. El Segundo. El Sect. You know what I'm saying? Gotta read something out real quick. I was the offense I was charged with was resisting without violence, which I could have gave them that. They said opposing an officer without violence, but yeah, I could have gave them resistance. Hell yeah, I was trying to resist arrest. How the fuck you gonna take me to jail? You know what I'm saying? You know, and the location they talking about on the highway roadway. It was on private property, bitch. I want no shit. I want no city streets, period. You know what I'm saying? But let Officer Fannin, who was accompanied by Baird, whoever the fuck that is, and Corporal Pruitt, who approved the bullshit. All this was approved. So let me go ahead and tell y'all what these motherfuckers wrote in his report. You know what I'm saying? Y'all finna hear it live right here on Regular Gang Radio. All right. And this is what the officer said. Now, everybody heard what the fuck I said on my report. And I'm going to tell you what the fuck happened. I'm going to give you my side, and I'm going to tell you the police officer's side, all right? 2:30 in the morning, police pulled over somebody, just made a random motherfucker police stop. You know what I'm saying? Anytime motherfuckers in Tampa, Florida, and I'm around, and a motherfucking police pull somebody over, I'm whipping out a camera. I preach and try to teach that to everybody who is in my surroundings. You motherfuckers got to carry a goddamn camera. I don't give a shit if it's a cell phone cam. You need to have some kind of cam in order to document these crooked motherfuckers and put them at a halt. All right? So what ended up happening was I whipped out my cam, and you know what I'm saying, as I'm videotaping, an undercover officer pulled up. So I'm on camera saying, you know what I'm saying, what we call the police down here, whether they black, white, Puerto Rican, Mexican, fucking alien, green, you know what I'm saying, we call them the crackers. All right? Some people call them the rollers. Some people call them pigs. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got their own slang name for them. We happen to call them crackers, okay? So white folks, that ain't got nothing to do with no color barrier, even though if you ask an average white person around here, what do they call themselves? They call themselves a Florida cracker, all right? So that is what white folks call themselves. Hey, I didn't motherfucking give them the name. They wearing it. But for the police's sake, you know what I'm saying, that's what I had said. So when the undercover officers pulled up, I said, uh-oh, there goes pussy-ass Vice. Okay, that's what we call undercover police officers, Vice. They are part of the undercover squad, a.k.a. the Vice Squad, a.k.a. that's why we call police pimp. That's why I call them pussy-ass Vice. None of these names are a retrospective of the actual police officers. So why motherfuckers was taking offense, I don't give a shit, but it's my freedom of speech. You know what I'm saying? So I'm giving commentary into the camera. Next thing you know, one of the officers get mad and tells me, hey, I can hear you over here. And I politely told the officer, well, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to my camera. He gets an ass on his shoulders and decides to come. And basically, to make a long story short, snatched my camera out of my hand, told me he placed my shit in the evidence for what investigation, I don't know. Placed me under arrest, brought me to the city streets. Put the other handcuff on me and placed me under arrest. After placing me under arrest, he looked at him and also his supervisor and a couple other officers, reviewed the video that I had recorded, and then he subsequently came back and for some reason took my cell phone and my VA card, and all of that is in evidence. So over a week now, I've been without communication via cell phone and also without identification. I had to go back and get a new driver's license and all that kind of shit just in response to this. Now, This is what they're saying. The subject's conduct was compliant. My resistance was verbal resistance. And therefore, they had to handcuff me. On the subject, they see no visible injury and no medical attention was required, although my knees were scraped up because some pussy punk-ass motherfuckers caught themselves jumping me just about 20 minutes earlier. You know what I'm saying? And that's a whole nother issue that, you know, I've already taken care of. No need to incriminate myself on this broadcast. So what ended up happening was, for the past week, I've been trying to get a copy of the police report just to figure out what the fuck, you know what I'm saying, what was going on. I went to jail, spent 2 days in jail. The judge basically tells me, you know, you're looking at 30 days in jail for opposing an officer without violence. Although I never approached the officers or did anything of the sort. So, now that I've said all that, now I'm going to give you the officer's report. Shouts out to Florida UFO up in this mofo flipper. This is the initial report coming from Officer Fannin on April 12th, 2010, at approximately 2:30 in the morning. On the listed date and time, I responded to Officers Kelly and McNiss's traffic stop. Officer McNiff advised me that they were going to search the vehicle. I had to watch over the occupants of the vehicle. While I was watching the driver and passenger, the defendant walked up to our traffic stop. He was just across Conover Street with a video recorder. Now, it says he was just across Conover Street, meaning I'm on private property, motherfucker, with a video recorder. The defendant started stating this what the crackers do to you in Tampa, Florida. He put crackers in parentheses instead of the whole fucking statement. You know what I'm saying? This is what the crackers do to you. If you're going to motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, repeat somebody's words, you need to make sure you had a shit correct. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to be leading to some false statements. And what you just did was led to a false statement. But anyway, due to you in Tampa, Florida, listen to the recorder for more details. And this is all in the report. The defendant kept talking in the recorder so we could hear him, although they were over 50 to 60 feet away. I had to take my attention off of the driver and passenger. I walked over to the defendant after I asked Officer Kelly to watch the occupants, which Officer Kelly could have motherfucking did in the beginning, in the first place. I asked the defendant for his recorder, and he told me he was the press, which I told him I was a member of the press, which I am. I work for, and I am an affiliate of Tampa Bay Community Network. I also have my own radio station here on Blog Talk Radio, which makes me a bona fide reporter. And I also have my own live video stream show on livestream.com, which also gives me the right and warrant to videotape any fucking thing that I see that's out of the goddamn ordinary, i.e. police pulling motherfuckers over. All right. So I told him I was going to arrest him for interfering in our investigation. The defendant started walking away from me. I walked over to the defendant again, and I took the recorder from him. I placed him in handcuffs. I turned the recorder, cell phone, and his Veterans Affairs card into the property room. I turned his veterans card in the private room because he handed the card to me as a press pass. Right. The defendant never stopped complaining and made a scene the entire time of this incident. And that is end of the police report. Now, I'm trying to figure out where the fuck was I in violation at? Where did anybody here in violation went on? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Where was the violation, people? Anybody? All right, let me go ahead and give a couple of mofos up in here. All right. 352, what's happening?
What up, bro?
It's going down, man. You heard the old motherfucking spiel, man. And, you happy 420 to you, first of all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, even though I was smoke back at you, bro.
You feel me? Even though, you know what I'm saying, all my non-smokers out there, you know, it's all good. It's all good. But now I know you don't hear what's been going on, bro. You heard what's been going on with me. I'm in a little bit of, I ain't going to call it a dilemma. I'm in a little bit of motherfucking almost to a lawsuit as soon as I can goddamn find a lawyer with enough balls to sue the city of Tampa. I've already talked to every motherfucking body that they sent me to, Lieutenant Gant. I talked to a Lieutenant McMullen. I've talked to a Corporal Pruitt. I've talked to a Sergeant fucking Harris. I've talked to every motherfucking body in every echelon, including a Detective Hernandez with the Internal Affairs Office, District 3. Now, I sit down with this motherfucker here. He wants to tell me, well, man, it seems like to me you were being disrespectful. Fuck you in some disrespect. I don't give a motherfucker. Freedom of speech. That is what the amendment and our forefathers fought for. So we can say whatever the fuck we want to say. So if I want to call the police the crackers, the pigs, flops, assholes, or whatever the fuck, that's my freedom of speech. As long as I'm not directly in their face or making any direct threats against them or towards them. Which, if you just heard, none of that is in the police report. Here in Florida, which... Florida UFO might be able to attest to. White folks call themselves Florida Crackers. If you talk to a true Floridian, they call themselves Florida Crackers. Okay, so when I use the reference of crackers in the reference of the police, which is what we all call them, the crackers, you know what I'm saying? Or am I wrong? What do you call the police?
Me?
Yeah, what did Dade City call the police?
I call them pussy-ass crackers.
The pussy-ass crackers. Okay, so I didn't even say that. I said pussy-ass vice. You know what I'm saying? So the only thing you heard in the police report, though, was that I called them crackers. What is derogatory about that? Where is the derogatory, explicative statement, you know what I'm saying, that would warrant me getting the motherfucking arrested?
How you gotta handle that, though, Smelly? How you gotta handle that? You gotta fuck with a lawyer out of town.
Well, now, I already contacted ACLU. I'm looking to get one of their lawyers.
Yeah.
You feel me? Come on, bro. I was just sitting in front of the dude's face laughing because he really act like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got no case. That's what the detective actually acted like. Bruh, you got me fucked up, man. Your officers is rogue. Your officers is fucking vigilantes. The motherfucker even walked up to me after they watched the videotape, ain't gonna say to me, well, if I would've heard my name on the camera, I would've fucked you up.
Yeah.
This is what the police tell me, and I'm sitting next to two police. I said, did y'all hear this motherfucker? Did y'all hear them just threaten me? Did you just threaten me? You ignorant motherfucker, you. But it's called following the chain of command, people. And this is what I do thank the Lord for me being in the military for. It is called a proper chain of command. You can't just motherfucking run up to the lieutenant commander and be like, hey, man, your officers is fucked up. This is called proper procedure that you have to take. And I done took that. I done been from Falkenberg to District 3, which is on 22nd and Lake Avenue, to motherfucking 411 North Franklin Street, which is downtown Tampa. And I done been out there four times. I'm covered all my motherfucking bases. Everything I can think of is covered right now, except for the lawyer.
Yeah.
So all my property now, even when I went down there, the motherfucker tell me, well, we're gonna release your cell phone and your VA card, cause we don't see any reason for that being in evidence, which there is nothing in the police report that states why that would be in evidence. But when I go down there today to go get my shit out of property, oh yeah, Corporal Pruitt is gonna tell me that no, I can't get shit. I can't get no property until I motherfucking go to trial.
Yeah.
Or I go to court. No, bitch, I'm going to trial. Fuck a court. Mm. You might as well say trial. You could have left that, you know what I'm saying, in the forefront of your mind. Cause that's where a motherfucker is going. So yeah, that's what's going down with your boy, you know what I'm saying? And it's all good with me, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, hey, I ride shit like a big dog, you know what I'm saying? That's all the way down. You feel me? So we got the 420 party going down tonight, you know what I'm saying? At the Double Decker Lounge. It's going down right off of North Boulevard and Cass Street. You know what I'm saying? It's the grand opening, all new. Touch the Mic Tuesdays, you know what I'm saying? Hosted by your boy Meech Dog, a famous comedian out of Kentucky. And also, you know what I'm saying, your boy Smells So Good going to be on the ones and twos, along with DJ Party Time. So, yeah. Oh, and just a warning for all you vacationers, man. Y'all bring your ass down here to Florida thinking shit sweet. You better goddamn be on your P's and Q's when you come down here. Because these motherfuckers will put any kind of fake, fluky, fag-ass charge on you. You know what I'm saying? And definitely motherfucking put you in a little uproar. Right now, I'm supposed to go on tour. And Thursday, we're supposed to start the damn the takeover tour. You know what I'm saying? With the official two-man army. I'm supposed to be the cameraman, host, and DJ. I can't do that because why? My shit's been confiscated. So now, if the Lord look out for me, you know what I'm saying, like I know he's going to for this 420 party, I have to use all the money that I'm going to make to go back and buy another fucking camera, another $250 camera, just to motherfucking be able to film this weekend so shit will motherfucking go smooth. And also purchase another goddamn cell phone. So, you know, I ain't sweating the big shit. I ain't sweating the shit at all. You feel me? You can't end my life. You know what I'm saying? I guess that's what they want to do, thinking they ended my life. But you got me fucked. The only thing this is doing is making me go, I mean, all the way in on y'all ass. I already ordered my official international press pass. Fuck a local. I want my shit international. So my shit going to be approved from countries. You know what I'm saying? With a country logo on them. So you motherfuckers ain't going to be able to say not shit, but shit. And I'm going to wear that bitch everywhere like goddamn drawers in deodorant. Yeah, so it's all good, you know what I'm saying? Some things in life make you step your game up, you know what I'm saying? That's all this is, just making me step my game up, you know, and because I'm going to continue to do this. This is what I do. This is what I told the detective. This is what I do, you know what I'm saying? I film you motherfuckers when you motherfuckers put your lights on. I don't give a damn what it's for. When them lights come on, my camera come on. You know what I'm saying? You looking blowed at me. I ain't with that bullshit, man. You know what I'm saying? Flops. Fake lazy officers patrolling the streets. That's my spoof. That's my spinoff of Cops. And that's what I do. You know what I'm saying? So you can't tell me how I'm supposed to do commentary into my motherfucking camera. You can't tell me what the fuck I can and cannot say. As long as I'm not addressing the Tampa Police Department or not calling them a, hey, you Tampa police officer. Hey, you Tampa police undercover officer. Okay, now that's direct violation in your investigation. But last time I checked, them other words ain't have e motherfucking thing to do with your ass. So, i.e., you know what I'm saying? Lawsuit, 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 lawsuit. I'm waiting for the ACLU. You know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and beam a couple more people up in this bitch real quick, man. And, you know, again, having 420 everybody out this motherfucker. Let me beam 813 and 215. Beam y'all up real quick, like here we go, here we go. All right, all right. Welcome to the show. Happy 420. Willkommen and alo and wie geht's? Motherfucking not African, goddamn. We this is German today, German brother. Alo, wie geht's or willkommen? Either one of them.
Me, goddammit.
Ass what? No sleep in the building. What's happening, my brother?
Happy 420 to you, buddy. Happy 420. What's up with you, dog?
Oh, man, you know, just finally got the police report and shit, you know what I'm saying? Finally spent, I've been at the police department from 10 till 12:30 and shit this morning. You know what I'm saying?
Who we got in the building today?
You know your counterpart, your battling counterpart on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can check out the motherfucking 95.7 sponsor, you know what I'm saying, freestyle battle against motherfucking Crime City's own Mr. Krim and goddamn No Sleep Entertainment's own Mr. Ash Wood. And I dropped them links in just a second. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real heavy up in this motherfucker, man. What's happening?
Just working, man. Just trying to make it happen.
All right, that's what time it is. Yeah, man, I went down there and gave my camera nothing back, dog. They just got trying to put my balls in a vice. You know what I'm saying? Trying to put my balls in a vice. But it's all good. It's all good. You coming through the 420 tonight, correct?
Yeah, 420 is tonight, popping off.
Double decker, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how I'm going to do the performances and shit. I don't know if I'm just going to let everybody just say fucking it. You know what I'm saying? Touch it when you want to touch it. Or I really ain't. I'm trying to get high. I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't really giving a fuck if nobody don't perform. You can put Barney music on in that motherfucker. I'm trying to get super high. That's the whole point of the day. That's the whole point of the night. That's it. So anybody who come to perform, bring your music. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, you know what I'm saying? And whatever's going to happen, going to happen. But officially, Touch the Mic Tuesdays is each and every Tuesday, you know what I'm saying, after 420. You know what I'm saying? Because tonight is just, you know, to let your hair down or whatever, let your blunt down or let your bong down. I'm bringing the big boy out tonight, you know what I'm saying? I'm bringing my three-foot bong out tonight so everybody can check it on out, you know what I'm saying? Fired up one time, you know. Yeah, no, everybody get to hit the hookah if y'all want to hit it, you know. It's got tobacco in it, of course.
Oh, or less.
Yeah, man. What's going down? Today is Time to Smoke a Language Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? Happy 420. I got to roll up,
happy
man.
Happy folks.
I've been talking to y'all motherfuckers. I ain't been able to get high, man. Straight up. Talking and talking, it can't get high, man. So I got I need a high song. I need a high song. Who else made a high song? Hey, man, y'all. Well, yeah, Kerm can't make no high song. You don't smoke. Where the fuck is the high song, goddamn ass? Well, you need a smoke song, man. What a smoke
economical
song.
Economical pressure.
We need a smoke song, y'all. Yeah, we gonna put this economical pressure on real quick, cause I can roll up, and we gonna get back in the Time to Smoke a Language Tuesday right here live. On Wrecking the Game Radio, a.k.a. the Star Shit Smelly Pride. You bitches is beamed up, goddammit. Huh? Yeah. Happy 420!
Oh, yeah.
All right. Smoke them if you got them. Then like you're smoking if you ain't, goddammit. You know what I'm saying?
The economic pressure on the poor people at the top. The economic pressure. Obama will make it better. The economic pressure. Uncle poor people at the front. The economic pressure. Obama will make it better. We need a leader to unite the world. Cause the world under pressure. A lot of people lose their house. Cause the economy is bad. And it is sad. The economic pressure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That good weed. Yeah. All right, check this out, y'all. In light of what's going on, you know what I'm saying, with the police, and also, you know what I'm saying, 420 time, you know what I'm saying, we're going to go ahead and keep this thing moving. After another news in about 14 minutes, you know what I'm saying, that's when we're going to get into the couple of language learning things. You know what I'm saying? We're going to learn a couple of languages up in this thing. Yeah. This is Eco Mouse, police in the helicopter. Smoke songs, time to smoke a language Tuesday. Up in the building, man. Send a big shout out to everybody, you know what I'm saying, riding out on the bridge on the Starship Smelling Prize. You got Singapore in the building. You got Florida in the building. Washington in the building. Netherlands in the building. That's what time it is.
Policemen in the streets, searching for Cali weed. Soldiers in the field, burning the Cali weed. But if you continue to burn up the herb, we gonna burn down the cane field. If you continue to burn up the herb, we gonna burn down the cane field. Soldier in the herb field, burning the Cali weed. Police in helicopter, I search for marijuana. Policemen in the street, searching for Cali weed. But if you continue to burn up the herb, we gonna burn down the cane field. If you continue to burn up the herb, we gonna burn down the cane field. Police in helicopter, I search for marijuana. Policemen in the street, searching for Cali weed. Policemen in the field, burning the Cali weed. But if you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane fields. If you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane field. We don't trouble your banana, we don't trouble your corn. We don't trouble your pimento, we don't trouble you at all. So if you continue to burn up the herb, we gonna burn down the cane field. If you continue to burn up the herb, we gonna burn down the cane field. If you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane fields. If you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane fields. Ooh. Police in helicopter,
smoking marijuana.
Policemen in
get the fuck out the trees, man. Get the fuck out the field. Burning the goddamn weed up. What kind of shit is that? Yo. Alright, check this out, y'all. Of course, I always consult Wikipedia, you know what I'm saying, .org. And, their definition, I'm going to give you two definitions, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you the Wikipedia version, and I'm going to give you my black scientific version, you know what I'm saying? First of all, I need some change, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's 2010, and we still trying to...
Save the clock tower! Save the clock tower!
You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, let me put my grooving music on in the background. Fuck it, you know what I'm saying? I believe in the power of love. Give y'all some 420 history real quick, man. Check this out. Shouts out to who gave me that? I think that was the Heavenly Angel that dropped that. And I read this actually every 420, you know what I'm saying? I've known this. And 420 refers to consumption of cannabis, a.k.a. marijuana, a.k.a. the Joe. a.k.a. The Good Stuff, Eye Opener, a.k.a. Red Eye, a.k.a. Yeah, Pass That Good Shit, is a way to identify oneself with cannabis subculture. The term originated from a group of teenagers at San Rafael High School in San Rafael, California. Shouts out to you guys. In 1971, the teens would meet after school at approximately 4:20 p.m. to smoke Mary Jane at the Louis Pasteur statue. And according to the Huffington Post, the group called itself the Waldos because its members hung out by a wall after school. Interviews with anonymous Waldos claim that the group met by the statue at 4:20 to actually search for a crop of abandoned cannabis growing near Point Reyes that they had heard about. They never found the stash, but smoked plenty of weed while looking for it. Yeah. And a couple of observances, you know what I'm saying, is evolved into an actual holiday, which some locations coincides with Earth Week, for all my earthly people out there. And some events also have a political nature to them, advocating for the decriminalization of non-medical cannabis in the United States. Few people that observe it, University of Colorado in Boulder, Colorado, Canadians, you know what I'm saying, in Ottawa, Ontario, you know what I'm saying, they gather at the Parliament Hill, Vancouver in British Columbia, you can find them 10,000 strong, New Zealand over in Dunedin, yeah, Wednesday and Friday, you know what I'm saying, some students at the university there meet every Wednesday and Friday at 4:20 under a walnut tree and smoke cannabis in defiance of New Zealand's cannabis laws. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Fucking right, people. The group celebrated their fifth anniversary. Actually, they're on the sixth anniversary. Congratulations. And also in Auckland, New Zealand, 4:20 meets regularly at the Doctory. And this year, right here in Tampa, Florida, at the Double Decker Lounge. Yeah, it's going down real big. Now, my little scientific way of looking at 4:20, and some people didn't know this, but 4:20 falls into the, it falls every fourth month, okay? Which is January, February, March, April. That's the fourth month. Look on the calendar, it falls in the fourth week. Every month is the fourth month, fourth week on the 20th day. That is what 4:20, you know what I'm saying, a breakdown scientifically, you know what I'm saying, means to me. That's how I break it down, you know what I'm saying? That doesn't mean it's significant in any kind of way. But, you know, just wanted to definitely, you know what I'm saying? Let's see here. I need to submit my site. Yeah. Increase your traffic for free. You will help create the best community, 4:20. Hell yeah. I'll fucking do it. Welcome to the 4:20 Project, project420.com, an ongoing community marijuana hemp search engine, and get in your getaway to 4:20 products, services, and information from all over the world. Marijuana seeds, super bongs, high-tech growing marijuana books, contests, communities, cool people, and lots and tons of 4:20 fun. Potent marijuana websites are added frequently. Let's help each other grow. Use the table of contents located to the left and begin your search of 4:20 worldwide websites. Go to www.project420.com and submit your website. You will find my website because I am submitting it now. Yes, I am submitting the Blog Talk Radio website. Fucking right. Let's see. Submit your links for inclusion on our site. You need the title, short description. Oh, man, that's too much work, man. Today is 4:20. God damn it, you can't be doing all fucking typing and shit. Fucking high, dude. What kind of shit is that? All right, let's see if we can get, let's go shopping here, people. We're on www.project420.com, and I want to see if we can find, no, head shops, no, pipes, no, marijuana, no, accessories. Yeah, looking for accessories. Grinder, I need some grinder. I need a new grinder. Let's see, grinders. Aqualad 420 Blue, Conspiracy Inc. grow on glass pipes, Inca, magic leaf. There we go. Mixing ball grinders. Yeah, there we go. Let's check that out. I seen a grinder in one of these stores. It had the grinders all in one. And you can actually smoke right out of the grinder. It had a little pipe on the side of it. That shit was cool than a motherfucker, man. Okay, we're on Mixin' Ball, mixinball.com, checking out some grinders. Designer grinders. Yeah, let's check out pollinators. We got some accessories. Looking at grinders. Let's check out some prices, people. I need to wholesale some grinders and shit. Fuck is the grinders at? Accessory grinders. Okay, here we go. Let's click on it. And can we order some stuff? Replacement parts, grinder cleaner, stash boxes. Those also handy to have, the little stash boxes. Pollen grinder. Oh, that's the official name. A pollen grinder. Finna call somebody, but there's no operator. God damn, $120. Triple screen, seven-part pollen grinder. Herb grinder is a serious player, effortless. It's $120. God damn, what the fuck is that about? I was just looking for some cheap one. What the fuck is the old cheap-ass grinder at, man? Classic screen pollen grinder. There we go. All right. Let's look at this, people. Let's check on how much this is. $30. Classic screen grinder equipped with one stainless steel screen to filter the herbs and enough space in the chamber for extra grinding runs. Great pick to start extraction. Yeah, okay, so you buy six, you can get them for $19 each. Okay, yeah, that's cheap. Now, see, I can do that. And then I turn around and, no, I couldn't because I'm only trying to sell for $20. Ah, fuck them. You guys aren't fucking cheap. Anybody know a good grinder sign out there? $12. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. It shouldn't be that fucking much. That's a fucking ripoff. $20 for a grinder. What kind of weed you putting in there? Mixing ball contact. Okay, people. I guess we got to call them. Hold on. Let me get my music ready. Let's go ahead and give Mixing Ball. Let's give them a call, people. Fuck it. It's 420. You know what I'm saying? It's fucking 420. All right, here we go, people. We're calling Mixing Ball. Let's give them a couple questions, see if we get some discounted herb grinders. Yeah.
Please check the number and dial again.
Oh, hold on. Let me try to find a number. Because that is not it. See, I want to be an affiliate. Yeah, I want to affiliate with you guys. Hell fucking right I do. And let's see. Where the hell are they out of? I see the little... Oh, I seen that telephone number. Okay, in the U.S. I just dialed that U.S. number, and it's not a good number. And I can't dial to the UK, people. Anybody can dial UK? Fuck it. Shit. Fuck it. Let's see. I'll try one more time. Let's try one more time.
Not in service. Please check the number and dial again.
Fucking Mixing Ball. What kind of shit is that? Fucking Mixing Ball sucks. Yeah. $8.99. Where is that at? Amazon? Amazon.com. Wow. $8.99. That's what I'm talking about. Tobacco Crusher. Yeah. $8.99. Damn. Only five in stock. Shit. I got to go put some money on my card. All right. Herb Grinders. $15. $12. Oh, they got zigzag rollers. $3.15. Yeah, you better get your rollers because they keep going up on the price of blunts. Motherfucker gonna have to start smoking papers again. Shit. Can we contact anybody? Fucking don't do this. Let's call some. It's 420. Fuck people. We're not even learning languages today. It's all about 420. We're calling people. We're going to make some fucking 420 calls. That's what we're going to do. Yeah. Let's make some 420 calls. $8.99, $7.99. Oh, they're getting cheaper. They're getting cheaper. $7.99, four piece. Let's do that. Not much there. Okay. $7.99. Man, they got a cheap one. Damn, Amazon.com is the shit. They got a four piece new style, 2 1/4 inch herb, spice, or tobacco pollen grinder. Has some nice views on it. $8. Yeah, I had to order that one. Fucking right. Shit. Miss my shit, man. Only thing is, when you have your grinder, people, let me warn you, please keep them away from your friends, because they will find out that the THC that drops down at the bottom is not just dust gathered at the bottom, and they will re-roll your shit. Yeah. So you gotta watch out. How to make a homemade weed grinder. Fuck, I ain't trying to make it homemade. I want my shit looking professional, man. If you're going to be a goddamn smoker, you got to be professional about it. You can't grow your own shit in the backyard. What kind of shit is that? Yeah, it's a crap site, mixing ball. What kind of shit is that? I guess y'all just fucking got hacked or something. All right, well, we're going to call another person, people. Call another person after the nutty news of the day. And I'll get into it. Line up some numbers, people. Line up some numbers. Because we're going to get into calling right after these messages. Right, here we go. You can call in or order during the office hours. Well, who the hell are these guys? Back on herbgrinders.com. This is bad. And we're going to be calling. It's bad this time. After this, man, we're going to call Tobacco and herbgrinders.com. We're going to check out some of their sharp stone grinders and tobacco grinders. Yeah. Nah, and the Galopolin dude never called back either to their Alexander. I guess he's too busy with his own affairs to talk to us. It's all good. We got love for you, brother. You know what I'm saying? Whenever you call in, Apagabar to you. You know what I'm saying? Apagabar. All right, check it out, people. Smoke them if you got them, goddammit, because it's 420. And we're over here in Baltimore, Maryland. I'm giving you the rundown. Nutty News of the Day is brought to you in part by www.nuttynewstoday.com for all your wild, weird, crazy, off the motherfucking wall news. And you're probably only going to hear it here first, unless you're on that damn Goofy Bones show, and then you'll get some more nutty goddamn news. But this is what we do. I got to call that some bitch up, too. All right, we're in Baltimore, Maryland. Where no drinking, spitting, urinating, or defecating. Fucking right. Baltimore City Council President wants misbehaving late-night revelers to pay a steep price for public drunkenness. President Jack Young has proposed increasing fines for public drinking, spitting, urinating, and other quality-of-life offenses. We don't want you breaking our car windows, urinating on people's property, defecating on people's property, and just destroying the community by being loud and obnoxious, Young said. Although he did that probably when he was young, and he's older now, so that's why he's acting like an asshole. All right, you Baltimoreans. Taking us over to California, where a bomb probe turns up man's vibrator. Okay. Right. California Highway Patrol Office was briefly evacuated when investigators became concerned that an arrestee might have been carrying a concealed explosive device. When officers collared Stephen Farini on a drug charge, a search of the 60-year-old suspect turned up a suspicious wire with an off and on switch in his pants pocket. Farini claimed that the wire was connected to an anal vibrator. All righty then. I guess that is explosive. Oh, hell, that it should have turned it on. Oh, man, what the fuck is you doing walking around with a fucking anal vibrator in your ass? Only in America, people. Fuck it. Only in America. Going over to California. Shouts out to all my Californians. Where a woman is accused of hitting a TSA agent. Wow. Nadine Hayes is accused of hitting a TSA agent who allegedly tried to take away her elderly mother's applesauce. I just said, I am not going to plead guilty to something I didn't do. Hayes said, a year ago, Hayes was going through security at Bob Hope Airport with her 93-year-old mother, who is now deceased. I apparently reached over and grabbed the ice chest with my second hand, and that's where the prosecution is saying I supposedly hit the supervisor. Well, hey, Missy, you might be going down for that one, because, hey, they still got my fucking camera and shit, my ID, my fucking cell phone, and I ain't do shit. What kind of bullshit is that? All right, y'all. I got some real nutty news coming up from Washington, D.C. Not Washington State. Okay, Washington, D.C. Right after this commercial.
Welcome to a new way to communicate. A new source of news, information, and computer software. Introducing American Online.
Hey, with American Online, I can just point and click.
Oh, wait. With American Online, you can send and receive email, even across the Internet.
Hey, I've got email. Okay, I open the mailbox. No, that's not it. Maybe I... No. Damn.
American Online puts you in touch with information resources all across the country.
How do you get this thing open? Open! Application in use? What application? I can't even start any applications.
All now for your free trial. You'll get free software and 10 hours of free online time your first month, which you can spend trying to figure out how to open your email online. It's knowledge. It's power.
It sucks!
A couple of weeks ago, a long-haired young person came into our bank and said to me, I bet you won't lend me money to buy an electric guitar. Well, he was making $100 a week, and he was over 18, and I said, I bet you I will lend you money to buy an electric guitar. And I did. So what happens? The punk gets busted for possession of dangerous drugs, and we're out $350. There's one thing about kids nowadays. You don't have to give them credit.
Universal Bank, we trust you. About as far as we can throw you.
That's real. It's going out. All right. We're over here where Washington, D.C. says the feds plan to limit salt in your food. Oh, yeah. They don't have enough control over you. How much salt is too much salt in a daily diet? Well, we're going to find out, because the Food and Drug Administration plans to determine what constitutes excess and eventually impose the first legal limits on the amount of salt in U.S. foods. It's not going to happen overnight, but the FDA intends to consult with food industry and health experts and analyze salt in sauces, bread, and other products over a period of years before deciding on legal limits and how to take away your motherfucking freedom of taste. Get y'all punk asses the fuck out of here with that bullshit. The fuck ever, man. All right. Over here in the UK, shouts out to my Ukrainians. I don't know. New word. Where new speed cameras trap speeders from space. God damn, man. I mean, you're taking the whole fucking fun out of living, people. What the fuck is this? The speed spike system, which calculates average speed between any two points in the network, has been developed by PIPS Technology Limited and an American-owned company with a base in Hampshire. The system could be used for main road enforcement, for congestion reduction and speed enforcement, and could help to eliminate rat runs and cut speeds outside schools, it added. It could also reduce the need for speed humps. Yeah, because what the f*** are you talking about? God damn, you're going to waste all that goddamn technology to monitor your fucking speeds on a goddamn highway. Not to track down pedophiles, rapists, murderers, and all that other kind of important shit. We just want to track down your motherfucking speed. And not that we want to find any kidnap victims or Amber Alert victims or any other kind of shit like that that'd be worth the fucking use of the system. We want to motherfucking catch some speeders. Fucking asshole. Don't worry, people. It's an American-owned company. I just read that. So just because it's over there being tested in the U.K., doesn't mean the motherfucker's not on his way over here. Subsequently, that's why you got your little fucking camera phones, cameras all at the goddamn stoplights. I can be attested to that. I'll show you my ticket on camera. Yeah, I've already got a fucking $130 fucking ticket for running at the goddamn stoplight, the stop sign. I was drunk, yeah, so what? But I'm just saying, you know, it was a camera there fucking captured me. It took a picture of the tag, it took a picture of the whole vehicle, and it took a picture of me running the goddamn stoplight. Which leads to the question of, how in the hell you motherfuckers can't find bank robbers and all this other kind of shit in grocery stores and all this with these old outdated IBM cameras and shit? When you can damn so capture my shit and send it in the mail. Right. What kind of bullshit is that? But because I've already been to Germany and left many tickets in Germany, I know about the camera system. Yeah. All right, y'all. Still back in Washington, D.C., where cops are being killed by illegal aliens. Oh, shit. Probably because you put up a big-ass sign that says, hey, we're racial profiling you motherfuckers now. So get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Oh, I mean, my bad. That's my translation. You know what I'm saying? You know. It goes down like that. You know what I'm saying? But fuck it. Let's get back into it. I'm getting my dreaming going. Oh, shit. Fucking crazy motherfuckers, man. Into the goddamn nutty news we go. Law enforcement officials from the Arizona counties hardest hit by illegal immigration say they want U.S. troops to help secure the border. To prevent the deaths of more officers at the hands of criminals who enter the country illegally. I'm going to stop you right there, because once the U.S. troops start coming in, people, that means they're going to be trying to police the American people, a.k.a. your New World Order. Might want to watch the steps that are being read out on this news, because the next time I might be reading this news, I should be in Africa. All righty then, let's continue on. Yeah, we've had numerous officers that have been killed by illegal immigrants in Arizona. Panay County Sheriff Paul Babai, or something like that, said at a Capitol Hill news conference, and that shouldn't happen one time. Well, being that you put a big-ass sign up that says, no illegal immigrants, you are banned, yeah, I'm pretty sure that is why you're getting some flack. And I doubt they're illegal aliens. I probably think they're just the motherfuckers that live there and tired of you motherfuckers coming around now racially profiling everybody, which is the end result for these motherfucking lies that they're blowing up your ass. All righty, let's keep it moving. Webcam snapped. 56,000 images of students. Yeah, in Pennsylvania, Lower Merion School District employees activated the web cameras and tracking software on laptops they gave to high school students about 80 times in the past two school years, snapping nearly 56,000 images that included photos of students, pictures inside their homes, and copies of the programs or files running on their screens, district investigators have concluded. Yeah, Yeah, so the next time a motherfucker want to give you something, you might want to watch and not to receive that. That's why I don't want no motherfucking built-in shit. So I can turn the webcam anywhere I want, on or off, unplug that bitch. So if I don't want you motherfuckers listening in, goddamn, you won't be listening in. This is the problem with integrated technology. When you start integrating shit, this is your end result. So now you are just walking around with a motherfucking homemade tracking device, i.e. your cell phones, which can be turned on and off at will. Yeah, and your conversations can be listened to via your cell phone. So if you didn't know that, you have now been educated. All right, keep this moving. Still in Pennsylvania, Biz Salem, sex crimes unit, head charged in sexual assault. Yeah, that's a new one. Just keep them fucking music going, though. How about that? Anybody new up in here? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Please. All right, let's keep it moving, people. Let's, what kind of music do we need? FTP music, fuck the police music. How about some of that? Yeah. Bad boys, oh, what you gonna do when the 420 pothead come for you? We got to smoke it in the toilet. Oh, my bad. All right, y'all. A former sergeant who headed a Pennsylvania Police Department's sex crimes unit is accused of sexually assaulting a woman inside a township building. Wow. Isn't that the pedal? What the hell they call it? Kettle calling it black? Something shit like that. You know what the fuck I'm saying. 41-year-old Michael Marin is accused of sexually assaulting a woman inside the Ben Salem Rescue Squad's headquarters. Inside the damn. I guess he was giving her a proper rescue technique. Now, I was just trying to show her how to do the Heimlich from my hand. With my pants down. You know what I'm saying? It's going down, people. We back in the UK. All my Ukrainians, what's happening? Rings go missing from amputated arm. Sounds strange. A family has complained to French A Hospital after a patient's rings went missing from her arm after the limb was severed in a car crash. Great-grandmother Doris Smith, 65, suffered horrific injuries after she and her husband crashed into another car while driving on a country road. Mrs. Smith was airlifted to French A Hospital, where her left arm was amputated. Damn, hospital done robbed and shit? Ain't that a bitch? Somebody, how you steal off somebody cut off arm? That's just doubly wrong, ain't it? I think that's fucked up. All right, people. It's 420, so if you ain't smoking right now, something's wrong, all right? You should be puffing and motherfucking no passing. All right. I.e., the smoke breaks in between. We're in Georgetown, where breast cancer risk tied to grandmother's overeating. Wow. Eating too much fat in pregnancy may be an indulgence that has a less than beneficial effect on generations to come, say researchers at Georgetown Lombardi Comprehensive Cancer Center. Their unique study in rats show that pregnant females that ate a high-fat diet not only increased breast cancer risk in their female daughters, but also in that daughter's offspring, the granddaughters. Wow. So you fat people, obese people, try to be a little sensitive. It's just not for your sake, okay? For your grandparents and grandkids' sake. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to watch your weight, people. Got to watch your weight, all right? Not saying to be a fucking toothpick model or anything, but yeah. If you're over that limit, you got to slim it down, people. All right? Okay. Back in Arizona. And continuing on. Let's see what we want. Fuck the police. Let's go for police state. All right. This is Dead Prez. I like this one.
You
It's pretty smooth. In Arizona, presidential birther bill advances in the state house. Yes, the so-called birther bill. One initial approval from the House of Representatives, advancing legislation that would require presidential candidates to produce a birth certificate before they can make the ballot in Arizona. Yeah, as if they don't have anything else to do. Representative Judy Burgess amended Senate Bill 1024 to include a requirement that Arizona's Secretary of State inspect a presidential candidate's birth certificate before that candidate could qualify for the ballot. I wouldn't give a fuck if the Mexicans motherfucking ran for president. If a motherfucker's gonna do a good damn job and is caring and patriotic about his motherfucking place, who the fuck cares if the aliens flew down and want to take this motherfucker over? They gonna do a good job. Fuck it, run it. You gonna goddamn get them fucking crooks out of there. Shit, I'd prefer the fucking aliens. Shit. Alright, last but not least, people, we're in goddamn Bedford. Where Minuteman dies while marching to Concord. Ain't that a bitch. Neil Hill, yeah, the 61-year-old Reading resident and member of the Bedford Minutemen Company, died doing one of the things that he enjoyed most when he collapsed on Concord Road in Bedford while making the annual march with his fellow Revolutionary War reenactors to the Old North Bridge in Concord. He was rushed to Emerson Hospital, where he was pronounced dead after suffering a heart attack. And in memory of good old Neil Hill, this is for you, my brother. Happy 420 to you, Neil. All righty.
Keep firing! Spend some of that taxpayer money!
Well, fuck it. That's what I'm talking about. Woo! This way you fucking get them going with a bang. All right, Neil Hill. R.I.P., brother. All right, and all the Minutemen out there. And, people, that'll conclude it for the goddamn nutty news of the day. Come right back after this, man. We're going to get into a little bit more 420. We got to make a phone call. You know what I'm saying?
What I want and I say what I feel. Ain't no rapper out fucking with me. I'm a fucking MC. I kill beats, spin lyrics, I'm a beast. Can't nobody outdo it like me. Best believe I get it in. I get it in. I get it in. When I step up in the booth, I get it in. I get it in. I get it in.
I'm a fucking MC.
Yo, I'm going in like it's motherfucking dinner time. I'm bringing heat to a track like it's summertime. You lame's overstressing, but me, I'm feeling fine. Cause I don't wanna race and you ain't touch the finish line. Fuck a hater, he can suck a dick if he play me. Trippin', I have to crack a bottle like Shady. Rappers think I'm crazy cause we ain't in the same space. Hoes think I'm bougie cause we ain't got the same taste. But I'ma get it, my flow is too exquisite. Got a one track mind, so it's money in my vision. You a trick, that's fine. Sugar daddy to them bitches, but I gotta get a meal. But they put me in the trenches. My brother's television.
I'm headed to the top.
I ain't fucking with no snitches.
They fucking with the cops.
So it's back to the spot just to get it how I live. They call me an old soul cause I tell it how it is. If you gon' go hard, nigga, I'ma go harder. Lames can't stand me cause I'm a shit starter. I get up on the track and beat it up and have it screaming like wee-hoo-wee, like Bobby V and Mr. Carter. Something like Charter cause dirty I'm everywhere. You can make it rain, go and throw your money in there. But I'ma stack it up, my hoes, they gon' back it up. I'm coming for that number one spot, I ain't slacking up. They see me blowing up because I got a master plan. I once was there, but now I'm bouncing back like rubber bands. I'm in the midst of haters, but still I'm in demand to be the hottest rap nigga that is known to man. So
what you haters saying. This music will never change. It ain't no room for a spitter like me in the game. They wanna dance to the music and her ringtones. Do the stanky leg or kiss me through the camera phone. But fuck that, man, it's time to put them hammers on. Beasting in the game like I'm straight up off the Amazon. I'm so far damn gone like I'm Drizzy Drake. So when you hear them 808, you come that heartbreak. I got my car straight, pussy, you are all late. I'm about to fuck the game, but this shit is foreplay. And I'ma do it my way. So don't be surprised when this young nigga say that I do what I want and I say what I feel. Ain't no rapper out fucking with me. I'm a fucking MC. I kill beats, spin lyrics, I'm a beast. Can't nobody outdo it like me. Best believe I get it in.
All right, y'all, we got to go ahead and go in and do what we do here live on Regular Game Radio, man. We got a first call up, Haagen-Dazs Company. It's been brought to my attention. There's a new ice cream on the market that I must question. Sounds very provocative and makes me in the mood for some... Yeah, good old music. So let's give a call to Haagen-Dazs, people. Let's see what they got. What's the flavor of the month? All right. Oh. All right. Work it, Haagen-Dazs. Work it. Oh, yeah, Haagen-Dazs. Work it. You naughty Haagen-Dazs, you. Oh. Sorry, people. Sorry. Here we go. Give old Haagen-Dazs a call. All right, hold on, people.
Services. To continue in English, press 1.
Para español.
I should have did, too. I fucked the heads up.
Thank you for calling Haagen-Dazs Ice Cream. Your call is important to us and may be monitored or recorded. Please visit us online at Haagen-Dazs.com, spelled HAAGEN-DAZS.com.
Flavor of the month, the flavor of the month, it's the flavor of the month, ass flavor of the month.
Thank you for calling Haagen-Dazs. My name is Monica. How can I help
hey,
you?
Hey, Monica, happy 420 to you.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Same to you.
All right. Hey, I got a quick question for you. I'm on your website.
Right.
I see you got a new flavor of the month.
Okay.
Just wanted to know a little bit about it, if I could. It says here, public eagerly awaits unprecedented ice cream goodness. Ass-flavored ice cream.
Where does that say on the
Haagen-Dazs? Yeah.
Haagen-Dazs.
The new Haagen-Dazs ass ice cream, which is scheduled to hit store shelves this week.
The new ask ice cream.
Is that not correct? Is that not the flavor of the month? What's the flavor of the month?
We don't have flavors of the month.
Oh.
We don't have flavors of the month.
So why is this featured as the flavor of the month?
You're on Haagen-Dazs.com?
Yeah. Unless, what is this?
Now, did you click on where it says our new look?
Oh, you got a new look?
Yeah, it's a new look of the container. It's a different design on it.
Let me see. Is that with the big asses on it? Yeah.
With the big what?
It's got two big asses on it.
What are you talking about, sir?
Ice cream. What I'm looking at. It has two big asses on it, and it says ass. And
okay.
It has Häagen-Dazs.
I'm gonna hang up. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, that was too stupid. I'm sorry, people. Yes, I am ignorant. I know this. It's 420, so hey, got to do what we got to do. All right. And we're moving on to Sharpstone. Let's give these guys a call for 420. Hey, did you guys hear it, man? She gave us a fucking happy 420. That's what I'm talking about. Woo! Fucking four fingers up for 420. there you know I'm feeling. Woo! All right, people. Let me walk on over here and walk on over here real quick and make another call. Alright, we're gonna give what is it? Sharpstone Grinders. Okay, hold on, let me cue up some music. Real quick. Cue up the porn music, you know what I'm saying? Cue up the old good old porn music. Shouts out to Häagen-Dazs, man, you know what I'm saying? Ass flavored ice cream of the month. We don't have flavors of the month. That might be our new look. Well, their actual new look, too, people, is caramel cone, the all-natural ice cream. They do have a new look. Let's click over to see the back. Wow. All of the ingredients are listed on the back. Tasting notes profile every unique flavor experience. Go to Häagen-Dazs.com. For the new experience inspired by you. I want $39.95 for that goddamn promo. Oh shit, I'm stewing. Alright, people, here we go. What we got? Diverse internet products. Oh my, out of order. Okay, we're gonna call. Just order. Okay. Let me look at a couple of these products first of all. Alright, $16. Damn, $3. I got the little diamond, $3. Okay. Those suck. Those, the handheld battery-operated tobacco grinders, those suck. People, don't buy those. Do not invest in those. They look cute, but they suck. They do not work. Speaking from experience. See, you got Sharpstone grinder, $7. Oh, you got a battery-operated tobacco grinder, two-piece electric, uses two AA batteries, not included grinder. Okay. All right, that was fucking stash cans. They got stash cans and shit. All right, hold on, people. Somebody's calling me on the bat line. Hold on. Alrighty, I just talked to an old lady on the phone from the home insurance place, and as I'm getting off the phone, she was like, "You have a nice day." I said, "Yes, you too. Happy 420." Oh man, somebody's grandmother is going to be questioning something tonight. What is 420? Alright, so stash cans. Let's see. What else they got? What would be funny to talk about? I mean, they got the digital ones. They got the little iPods, grinders. Wholesale. You got to do wholesale. Fuck it. Let's call them anyways. I don't know. Got shit else to do, you know? It's
fucking contact them. Where is she at? Where is she at? Contact, 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 contact. Do, 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 do. Okay, local phone number. You can call during office hours, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, Pacific Standard Time. Okay, so you guys should be open. Hey, what the f*** is going on? Okay, hold on. Let's see. Yeah, 70s music, people, is porn music, all right? I don't know what you're talking about, all right? It's porn. It's good old porn music, all right? Freaking 70s music.
Yeah, just a sec, I'll check. Amanda Huggenkiss? Hey, I'm looking for Amanda Huggenkiss. Why can't I find Amanda Huggenkiss?
Maybe your standards are too high.
Line it up. One more call right after this, y'all. Got another one calling Sharp Stone. We're going to call him up. Oh, right back.
I'll be the genie that will grant her a wish and give a sexual bliss.
Happy 420.
Feel my touch. She opened up her mouth. I said, shorty, please hush. We about to make a movie. Don't interrupt. Just shut off your phone. Turn off the lights. Gotta make sure that the mood is right. I'm about to give you everything you like. Let the Vicky lingerie fit your body so right. She ain't Hollywood, but she gets so dramatic. Sleep in the morning. We right back at it. Take deep breath. Like she asthmatic. Got a shiver in it. Shaking like one of them maddox. I'm one of them habits. She'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get a hit. Feeling for the sex. She'll send me a text. That's it. I can see that she's ready. Look into her eyes, see so much lust. Body of a goddess, face of a queen. Definition of sexy when she in them jeans. An amazing sight when she in them tights. Love it when she wear the heels that I like.
No top, no bottom.
Yeah, that's right. Shorty only wearing heels that I like. Never met a woman that could do it like that. Willing to get it on at the drop of a hat. That's my shown, ready to get it on. Going through withdrawal whenever I'm not home. Cause I'm one of them habits. She'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get it hit. All she gotta do is just lick her lips and that's it. I can see that she's ready.
Less like this.
I could use a smoke.
Hey, put that out.
And more like this.
I could use a smoke.
You murderer! I might have children one day.
Smoking kills, unless you kill first. If you're around a smoker, you will die. Smokers may look relaxed and like they're having fun. Don't believe it. Vote yes on Proposition 421. Let's outlaw smoking everywhere, even in people's homes, and allow honest citizens to legally kill anyone who smokes. Let's live in a world without smokers. Prohibition works. Let's prove it. Let's move up the food chain. It's time to smoke the smokers. Vote yes on Proposition 421.
Get your ass out of the way, boy.
Timmy!
That's just a little joke for all my smokers out there. You know what I'm saying? Or is it? Dun, dun, dun. All right, here we go. We got to go over here to Sharpstone. Let's give them a call, people. And see if we can get some special grinders. Check out.
Please leave your message for 310-972-9600. Record your message after the tone. To send a numeric page, press 5. When you are finished recording, hang up, or for delivery options, press pound.
Hey, how you guys doing? Happy 420 to you. Just had some questions for you. If you can give me a call back about your product. My number is area code 347-237-5125. My name is DJ Smell So Good, and I'm actually calling you off the radio to give you a little promo for your product. So give me a call back. Thank you. Oh, yeah. In between the hours of 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you. All right. Well, fuck it. I don't want to pick up the phone and shit. The hell the kind of shit is that? What the shit is that, people? The shit is that. Alright. Alright, what the hell is this? High Times? Stony Awards? Fuck, I need to be there. Oh yeah, that was my dog. Yeah, he did that. Shouts out to High Times, matter of fact. Let's call High Times up. That'll be fucking cool. Yeah, let's see. High Times magazine. See how they celebrate. How you guys celebrating 420, man? Let's see. Fucking right. High Time. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Fucking shit, yeah. Pothead's dream, people. Pothead's dream. There you go. Click on that link. How about that? Click that. All right, y'all. We finna call up High Times magazine. Cheech and Chong is featured right on the front. And we're going to see what we can get here. I'm on your website. See if I can find the herbal vapes and legal buds. Download marijuana is safer. New weed, comic, cannabis up news. Oh my geez. Wow, that's a beautiful bud. All right, how can we contact you guys? Email is not a secure way to communicate information, so please don't do anything silly like incriminating yourself with pictures or descriptions of illegal activities. A bit of discretion will serve you well. Questions? Looking for advertising? Call toll free. Here we go. Foreign inquiries can call. Thank you for calling High Tech Time. Yeah, what do I want? What do I want to be, a foreign inquiry? I think I'm a foreign inquiry. Yeah, I'm a foreign inquiry. Okay. No, I didn't win shit on the Easy Rider. Hold on, people. Well, hey, we just got a call. That was actually Tobaccos and Grinders calling me back. So, shit, we're going to call them back. Got rid of the goddamn number. Shit. And the guys called me back. Ain't that a bitch? Some people actually want to get some fucking promo. Ain't that a bitch? All right, so we're going to call these guys back. Hold on just a second, man. We're going to call back the Tobaccos and Grinders. Don't know who the hell we're going to speak to, but they picked up the phone. And I told them I was calling right back. So there we go. Okay. Let's give these guys a call right back. Here we go.
Hello?
All right. Is Tobaccos and Herb Grinders?
Yes, it is.
All right. There we go. There we go. Hey, this is DJ Smells So Good, man. I'm calling you from Wrecking the Game Radio, a little radio station. Don't mean anything. But we're worldwide. You know what I'm saying? Giving you a little promo because today is 420. So I'm contacting, you know what I'm saying, everybody who's related to the biz. Okay. I'm on your website right now, and I just had a couple of questions. First of all, do you do wholesale?
Yes, I do, actually. I have another website for that.
Okay, so that's what I was actually interested in. I got my own personal business, and I just got my tobacco license, so I was interested in, you know what I'm saying, reselling, I guess. Tobacco grinders.
Okay.
Yeah, with the keyword, tobacco grinders. And I wanted to ask, with this red handheld battery operated grinder, I personally had one and it sucked.
Okay.
What is it? You know what I'm saying? What is it for? Is it not for heavy tobacco, or is it for fine tobacco? What is the application for? Because I might have just been using it wrong.
No, actually, I've had a lot of complaints about that one as well. Most people prefer the sharp stones or the sweet stones. Actually, the sweet stones work really well as well.
That's the one for $350 on the side. Is that what that is? Oh no, you said
which one are you talking about?
Okay, I'm looking at it says $350. It's the battery operated tobacco grinder.
Yeah. That one is not very good. I'll be very honest with you. It's
okay.
I had a lot of complaints.
So manual is better than the battery operated.
That's what I've been told, and that's what I believe as well.
Yeah. So. Okay. Because I had a little bad experience, but I did like I didn't have the actual sharp stone, but I mean I've had one. You know what I'm saying, like that. So are these products? Do you make the products yourself?
No, I do not.
Okay, so you're just a wholesaler. Other product. Oh, okay.
Distributor, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's what's up. And as far as like stashways, I'm on your little on one page that you do do custom stash, you know what I'm saying, models and stuff like that? Can you get that?
I don't do custom ones. I have a whole bunch of them, as you can see. I don't think there's that many on my retail website. My wholesale one quit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I only see like Illinois.
You know, they have it for almost everything now. They have salt and pepper ones and God knows whatever, you know?
Yeah, I got a Yugo, so you know what I'm saying? I need something for a small car to fit in my glove compartment, but you know, that's only like, you know, 2 inches wide, you know what I'm saying?
I need
something, you know what I'm saying? I can be incognito, so to speak, and with the product. But yeah, you got a nice setup, man. TobaccoandHerbGrinders.com. How long you been in business?
About a year now, actually.
Oh,
a little over a year now.
Oh, okay. Where you based out of? 310. What is that?
Torrance, California.
Oh, you're in Cali. Okay, I'm hopefully can smoke my way up there. Soon. You know, working on that. You know what I'm saying? Working on that. And has it been pretty successful?
Yeah, I would say it is.
Yeah, it's moving in the right direction. Now, were you always online, or did you do you got an offline store, or how you work that?
I started out online, then I made a wholesale website as well. My other wholesale website is sharpstonewholesalecenter.com.
Okay, but you don't have an actual store like in California, a tangible store to come into and.
No, that I do not, actually. Because after that, I've had a lot of local customers, so I end up just doing a whole bunch of deliveries for them, you know?
Oh, it worked?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's what's up. That's what's up. Well, I'm definitely need to deal with you. You know what I'm saying? Go through you because, you know, I'm trying to do my own little, you know, mobile thing. But I don't deal with online so much. More person to person. You know what I'm saying? And I'm
Same
actually
here, yeah.
I'm from Tampa though. I'm actually in Tampa, Florida. And,
oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm down here in Florida, Sunshine State. So I'm throwing a 420 party tonight.
Sounds good.
You know what I'm saying? Throwing it at the club, you know, a little private VIP type affair. But with in the future, like, I do it every year. So, you know what I'm saying? I want to, you know, find a place that I can actually get cheap products, you know what I'm saying? So I can kind of pretty much just give the stuff away. You know what I'm saying? In order for people
just
to...
Just let me know. I'll give you a good deal.
Yeah, come in for, you know, like swag and stuff. Do you have stuff like that, like little swag and... anything like that?
I don't know about that. It's whatever's on the website, pretty much.
Yeah.
Everyone has their own taste, right?
Yeah. True that. I wonder where I can get. You don't know where I can get something like that from, like, you know what I'm saying? A little swag.
I don't know, unfortunately.
All right. Well, hey, what's your name, brother?
Ray.
Ray. Okay. Well, hey, give out your information, man. Go ahead and shoot out your information. And this is actually live. We got Washington. Singapore, the Netherlands, and one guy right down the street from me in Sarasota actually tuning in live right now. So, you know, they're checking you out. I'm posting your link so everybody can go and check out your products, too.
Thank you very much.
And give you a little free promo for 420. Do you practice 420, brother?
Huh?
Do you practice 420? Or are you just a sales?
Of course.
That's what time it is. That's what time. We got parties tonight to go to, or what they do in California?
I'm actually on vacation right now. But, yeah, I'm still at a party.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, now, is it mainly clubs down there, a party, or do people? I mean, it's down there legal now, ain't it?
Yeah, it is right now.
Yeah, it's all. Yeah, you say right now. We smoke all you fucking cans. Smoke all you can. It's legal. Next month, then they ban it. Next month, everybody stuck with their plants and shit. Like, oh fuck, what happened? Yeah. But hey, man. Well, happy 420 to you, brother. You know what I'm saying? Get high till your eyes dry. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
and I appreciate it, man. I'll be contacting you in the future. I'm gonna check out your wholesale website too.
Sounds good. Thank you, bro.
All right. Thank you. All right. See, that's how you be professional, people. It's not all about the prank call of it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, no. Just talk regular. You know what I'm saying? Now, if I would have put my old Barney Fife voice on, he might have hung the fuck up on me. You know what I'm saying? All right. Excuse me. I got to roll up again. It's about 20, goddamn it. You're supposed to be constantly rolling up. All right, here we go. Count of three. One, two. Put it in the air. Oh. All right. Well, anyways, I ain't got that I Want to Get High song. Is it live? I just clicked on that. Oh. All right, check this out. Hold on, people. Let's beam somebody up in here real quick before we 6 minutes. 6 minutes. Getting high, we on. You know what I'm saying? I got to fire the thing on up real quick. Yeah, hold on. Happy 420, caller.
Happy 420, Heavenly
mm-hmm.
Angel.
Uh-oh. Oh,
rolling
right.
It up with you right now.
All right, give me a puff for the calls. I mean, pause for the calls. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody else is doing it. If he can handle bennies and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs just to see what it's like.
You know what I'm saying? All right. It's going down. Heavenly Angels in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Let's give her a round of applause real quick. Give her a round of applause real quick. Y'all have covered to the show and everything. You know, get out of the way, Timmy. Hold on. Got a retarded homeboy in the way and shit. Hey, there we go. Heavenly Angels, ladies and gentlemen. Happy 420. All All right. Goddamn it. All right. Damn.
Well, got my grinder going right now.
Oh, it's going now. Now, where you got yours from? A head shop or where you got yours from?
Oh, I got mine from a little store, you know.
Oh, just one of the little Arabians on the corner?
You got it.
Yeah, they going there, boy. You walking to whole goddamn smoke shop, you know what I'm saying, plus gas station. I'm like, when this shit is this legal? You know what I'm saying? When did this become legal? Mm-hmm. And you walking to the damn BP station, and they got a damn 3-foot fucking hookah back there and shit, talking about this, but it's a water tobacco pipe or whatever the fuck bullshit name they put to it. I'm like, what? So what the grinders is then? Oh, those are for tobacco. Who the hell grinds up tobacco? When you see somebody roll a rip, what they call a rip cigarette, they don't grind shit up. They take the damn motherfucking tobacco out the pouch, sprinkle that shit into the damn rolling paper, and roll it the fuck up. But hey, thank you for the code word to make it legal. You know what I'm saying? Because I damn sure you fucking right. I'm going to get me some grinders this afternoon if I can. So how you celebrating 420?
Same way you are right now.
Oh, you ain't going to wild parties and, right, no. You know what I'm saying? Put 100 blunts in there.
This is my party right now.
Nah, you got to smoke all day. You got to smoke, fall asleep, night. Wake back up, smoke. Fall asleep, wake back up, and then you'll be ready to party all night and smoke all night long, and then fall asleep at the party. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do.
Uh-oh, so you're bringing your bong down, huh?
Yeah.
Excuse me. Smoking.
Excuse me, people. We got some technical difficulties on the show. There is some green smoke in the air that is causing us to temporarily fuck it, we high, goddamn it. Y'all ain't no supposed to
20 minutes left here.
Yeah, I'm burning them up highly, you know what I'm saying, highly active.
You got your 420 going, that's all.
Yeah, well, I was trying to rush home, man, dealing with the goddamn popos all fucking morning long, you know what I'm saying? That's a highly stressful situation. Then I had to sit there and talk to the goddamn police. What kind of shit is that? You got to talk to the police about the police. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yep.
They would have blew my mind.
Give it a rest for the rest of the day. It's 420 celebration.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, let it go.
Keep it moving. You know.
Can't do nothing now. Can't do nothing but party. You know what I'm saying? Can't do nothing but party.
Good work.
You know that. So with this last minute, I want to thank all my international people. Idell, Singapore, and Netherlands, and all my state peoples, Washington and Florida, you know what I'm saying? You know, appreciate everybody for coming through. That's Alexander, 84, Florida UFOs, Miss Heavenly Angel on the phone, and Side 9, it's going down all the way live up in here. Thank you, Ashwood, you know what I'm saying, for calling in, Crimp. And shouts out to Party Time, everybody else out there. Miss Johnny, I know she's somewhere out there celebrating. You know what I'm saying? SFM Visuals, check them out. You know what I'm saying? And we all going to be doing what it do. Smoking it up, keeping it real. And I thought you knew. Big up to Goofy Bone. And said it, Jay.
Happy
420,
Angel.
Happy 420 to you. And I will see you on the smoky side. Let me see what kind of smoke song I can get up out of here with. Let me see. I need a good
Bye.
Smoke song.
Have a good one.
Hey, much love to you.
Much
you know what time it
too.
Is. You know it.
All right.
That's Heavenly Angel, everybody. We finna get up our last song of the hour. It's going to be... what the hell? Motor! I must be high. Peace out, y'all. Much love, peace, nappiness, and all that good shit. You know what I'm saying? Smoke one... and you'll be happy, full of happiness. Peace!
I'm the one high. This is what I'm about to tell you.
Check us out, Sucker Proof DJs, man. That's realmotorhiphop.com. Come to Sucker Proof DJ if you real about your craft. Yeah.
For believing that dreams come true, for believing that we can make it too. I must be high. They told me I'm tripping, we ain't meant to make it. This is my life, dog, and I just gotta take it. I must be high, cause I still think that's all I try to tell my boys. They told me get off that dope. I must be high for wanting something better. Everybody looking at me like, yeah, whatever. I must be high for believing that my daughter's graduating. Reach for the sky. I must be high for thinking positive. I must be high for thinking way too big. I guess I'm hiding the bird. I never get discouraged through the hurt. I never lose hope. See, the whole world used to thinking negative. That's why they think I'm on that shit. But I ain't high for it. I must be high. I want to go to college, get a degree. Everybody say I'm crazy, that it ain't me. I must be high, cause I want to learn. Everybody got opinions, it ain't their concern. I must be high for wanting to achieve. I think a lot of us want it, but just don't believe. I must be high, cause I don't want to chill. I ain't got time to kick it, I gotta pay my bills. I must be high, cause I don't understand. Why is you thinking backwards? What's wrong with you, man? I must be high, but I don't want to end up in the jail cell doing 20 to life. I guess I'm fucked up, tied in the mood. For thinking I can make some out my life, I assume. But don't mind me, I'm talking fantasies. At least that's what everybody's telling me. I must be high. I guess I'm high cause I got my own mind. I'm a leader, not a follower, yes, one of a kind. People quit a judge, say that you can't do it cause they can't. I'm like, fuck them, suck a dick, I'm my own man. So kiss my hand, bow down, you in front of greatness, recognize. Don't waste away your life, talking about that food is high. You acting like I'm the one thinking crazy. All I wanna do is be my baby. So I can't lose, so cause if I do, that means my baby got a high chance that she gon' lose. So I gotta keep the faith, somehow gon' find a way. Make it through the bullshit to another day. Somehow we gotta survive. Maybe I'm talking out my ass. Maybe I am high. Maybe I am high. Damn. It's crazy how people always thinking backward, like right is wrong, wrong is right. Like you trying to do something positive, then you ain't doing what you're supposed to be doing. I mean, so when I say I must be high, I'm saying, oh yeah, I must be high. I must be the high one. Motherfucker, get your shit right, get your shit straight. I must be high. I said I must be high. I'm in a motherfucker.